So a possible lecture on capitalist morality from the Pope, an all but certain end run by the president on the controversial Iran nuclear deal, and a possible reshuffle of the House leadership may be in store for the U.S. Congress now that it's back in session. Congress may also have a few ideological battles up its sleeve, including the possible defunding of Planned Parenthood and a possible government shutdown. Joining us is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick back in Washington, D.C. Take care of everything at home. Nothing, a big mess when you got home to Washington.
Oh, it's a big mess on the Hill, John. I'll tell you that. And I realize that you and I have had conversations like this before. Can I impress upon you that this one is very, very real in terms of a shutdown and in terms of the peril to John Boehner? There are a lot of different ingredients that are conspiring here that don't look good for him and don't look good for the prospect of good governance by the end of this month. There's going to be a lot of celebration this month. The Pope is coming on the 24th, a big speech, first ever to the joint session of Congress. Everybody's looking forward to that. But that's sort of counterpoint to the big spending mess and ideological mess that you mentioned that's going on. John, here's the deal. Congress needs a big budget deal on spending worth many dozens of billions. This is about the old debate about budget caps and sequestration. The president says he's not going to allow Republicans to keep spending more on the Pentagon unless they spend more on domestic programs. That's an old debate, and that's going on. But here's the thing. They're not going to solve that by October 1st. And October 1st is the day that the fiscal year runs out. So they're going to have to get a continuing resolution, a kick the can deal, a smaller deal, right, to just keep the government running. Fine. So Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and the president might say, okay, let's do that for 8 weeks and we'll keep negotiating. John, here's the problem. It's a presidential election year and the Planned Parenthood debate has started. Conservatives are demanding that they will not vote for any continuing resolution that includes funding for Planned Parenthood. Now, Mitch McConnell says, we're not going down this road again. I don't want another government shutdown. We've already paid a price for this. Listen to McConnell right before the recess when it became clear that Planned Parenthood was going to get in his way.
You may have heard me say this before, but one of my favorite old Kentucky sayings is there's no education in the second kick of a mule. We've been down this path before. This is a tactic that's been tried going back to the 90s. Frequently by Republican majorities that always have the same ending, that the focus is on the fact that the government is shut down, not on what the underlying issue that is being protested is.
So his theory, and you know, I'd go with him on this, is that the whole debate over Planned Parenthood that was set up by those videos will vanish in the government shutdown, even if the Republicans decide to hold the government hostage over this issue of Planned Parenthood.
And that's a fine theory, except as I mentioned, it's a presidential election. Ted Cruz is one of the people running for president. Ted Cruz has made it clear that Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and other establishment Republicans are part of the problem because he says they go along to get along and they make deals with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi. Listen to Ted Cruz describing how he feels about Planned Parenthood.
The second thing I intend to do on the first day in office is instruct the Department of Justice to open an investigation into Planned Parenthood and these horrible videos, and to prosecute any and all criminal violations by that organization.
Now, Todd, can I just say, I mean, Ted Cruz is dreaming there. He's imagining his first day in office as president, which I suppose could happen. But does anyone on Capitol Hill take Ted Cruz seriously on something like this? I mean, he's the Dr. Seuss guy, right?
Oh, he is, but you make a mistake if you think that this is comical within the halls of Congress, because Ted Cruz, in his presidential campaign, whether or not you think he's electable, is leading a conservative movement. There are several senators who will join Cruz to try and force Mitch McConnell to defund Planned Parenthood. Maybe they don't have the votes. But John, Ted Cruz is the leader of a faction of House conservatives. They're 30 or 40 strong. Many of them have already pledged, like Ted Cruz, they will not vote to keep the government open if the government funds Planned Parenthood. And you say, well, I've seen this before too. Here's the kicker. Here's what's really different this time. John, very quietly, before the recess, before everybody left to go home for August, a Republican from North Carolina, a guy named Mark Meadows, kind of a backbencher, but a conservative, filed a motion quietly on the House floor that was called a motion to vacate the chair. That's the motion to oust Speaker John Boehner from the chair. Meadows and other conservatives are holding this motion over the House now. And if John Boehner uses procedural moves, like he has in the past, to get around conservatives on Planned Parenthood or on other issues, they are saying that they may now have the votes to get him out as Speaker, and they may have 30 or 40 people who join Meadows. Listen to Mark Meadows. I talked to him quietly after he did this back in late July. He's describing here sort of the climate, the fear that he thinks he experiences as a conservative under Boehner's leadership.
It is fearful whenever you do something like this. And so just in truth, those were, you know, all things that you have to work up courage to do these kinds of issues that perhaps you wouldn't want to do. If we have a culture of punishment with each action, obviously there will be the potential for retribution.
Well, I take his point, but it can't be any worse than being under a Democratic leadership, can it?
No, except that's not a risk in the House. Look, this conservative movement is real. They're putting pressure on the establishment all over Capitol Hill. John, today, later on today, on the issue of Iran, there's going to be a massive show of force on the Capitol lawn. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, I mentioned, Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, they're all coming to talk about Iran, but the subtext is clear. Conservatives have had it with what they see as deal-making by establishment Republicans with Democrats, and that pressure's on.
And we will find out in the next few weeks what the numbers are on what their power actually is on Capitol Hill, which is the real story. Todd, thanks so much.
You got it.
And thanks for hosting for me, too, while I was on vacation.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. John, I love filling in for you, and the audience was great. And you take as much vacation as you need. You deserve it.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.